1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. Scores of survivors with nowhere to go on Maui as devastating wildfires take a historic toll. At least 55 people have died. Up to 1,000 people are still missing. One town has been completely wiped out.
Lahaina, home after home, business after business, destroyed. We boarded a boat Thursday to see it for ourselves. Hawaiian history in ashes. Total devastation. Cars abandoned in the middle of the street right by the water. People clearly leaving those cars behind and running for their lives.
It's ABC's Gio Benitez. He was able to get to the town to see the damage firsthand. The need now is sheltering those still on the island while getting thousands out to the U.S. mainland. Maui's airport is packed with multiple airlines offering discount fares, some as low as $19. On the economy, the producer price index, measuring wholesale prices, edged up 0.8% last month compared to a year ago, slightly above expectations. This is ABC News. Most of the Republican presidential candidates are headed to a key stop on the campaign trail this weekend, the Iowa State Fair.
Consider the Iowa State Fair the biggest stage yet for this crowded Republican field. Nearly every single Republican candidate will be crossing paths here at the State Fair in the coming days, making their pitch to voters, testing out their debate message, flipping pork, and of course, eating plenty of fried food.
ABC's Rachel Scott is at the Iowa State Fair. Russia is on its way to the moon for the first time in nearly 50 years. An unmanned spacecraft launches today and expected to reach the moon in 12 days, at about the same time as a craft from India. The two nations are aiming to be the first to land near the moon's south pole. In Chicago, Walgreens is hoping that music gets loiterers to leave. The pharmacy chain is blasting classical music to push people out the door. There's no data to back up the strategy. Some customers say Bach and Rossini seem to be working. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
The last man still in prison for a 1992 murder at the James River Paper Mill is being paroled. 72-year-old Keith Kutzka was convicted with five other men for being party to the murder of co-worker Tom Monfiles. Monfiles was found at the bottom of a pulp vat in the mill with a rope and weight tied around his neck. Kutzka has served 27 years of a life sentence. The parole board said he was granted release due to good conduct and being successfully rehabilitated. Kutzka could be released as early as August 29th. Are your weekend plans set? If you're the indoor type, check out some down-home filmmaking at the Green Bay Film Festival at the Tarleton Theater Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. The festival features the Wisconsin's own program showcasing Wisconsin filmmakers and stories. The event will have awards and Q&As with directors. It also offers a full dinner menu and beverages. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Helfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. If you've been following along with the months-long saga now of how are we going to pay for renovations for American Family Field to keep the Brewers past 2030, there was a bit of an update this morning. Molly Beck wrote an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that started like this. The Milwaukee Brewers could start looking for a new home this fall if state and local officials fail to reach agreements by then on a taxpayer-funded package to fund improvements to American Family Field required in the team's lease with the state. So it's a process that could lead them to boom towns of Charlotte, North Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee. And the article goes on to talk about the deal that Evers had proposed in his budget proposal back in February. Talks about how Republicans in the legislature rejected that deal and have yet to introduce their own. They said at one point, Robin Voss said at one point that he was going to had a self-imposed deadline of July 4th. That is obviously gone. But they still have not, I have not read any proposals besides the fact that they want local governments to be involved in paying for it. So potentially bringing back the stadium sales tax. And local officials, not very interested in that. So where does the buck stop? Who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? I would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And we have a special guest. No, it is not Wednesday. It is indeed Friday. But I know someone very near and dear to this show who feels passionately about this. And so, Greg Bach.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have feelings?
Lots. So many feelings about this.
Who do you think is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
The people who own the company.
The owners?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that the state and the city and, you know, I think that we do get money. You know, there are economic advantages to having a baseball team. But I think it's the team that should be coming to us with a deal that says, this is what we're going to do. A split of, you know, 60, 40, 70, 30, however the split is, if you want to get super technical. But we will provide this much. You will provide this much because you get this much economic advantage from it. We will pay because this is our team and this is, you know, but that's not it. It is local governments, it is the governor, it is politicians running around scrambling, saying, how do we do this? While the Brewers are sitting there with their pockets out going, we don't know what to do. Can you help us? Signed, billionaires. I think that the team is responsible for, if not the total upkeep, a portion of it.
But they don't own the building.
They don't own the building, but they reap the benefits of the building. So they do have a stake in this. It's not like they're like, well, we just show up. I mean the uniforms are washed when we get here. I mean, we don't know anybody. I don't even know the guy who mows the lawn. No, there is an economic impact and people benefit from it, but it shouldn't just be the taxpayers who pay for it all. We did that last time. Mm-hmm. We do it every time. Mm-hmm. I just saw a VR 3D rendering of the $2.1 billion Tennessee Titans stadium that's going to be built. Do you think the owners are going to pay a dime for that? No. It's going to come through tax money, through the state, through local government. And guess what? Not everyone likes football. Not everyone likes baseball. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Jane before the show started, when I wasn't a baseball fan a couple years ago, I didn't care anything about this. People were like, the stadium tax. I'm like, it's a penny. Who cares? Now that I am a baseball fan, I hate this so much because I feel like it's a slap in the face that they're just like, well, you got to fix it. You got to help us. It's not up to you guys to do it. So we'll just, and if you don't do it, by the way, guess what? If you don't do it, we're going to go to Charlotte.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, do they have the leverage and the power that they don't have to? Because
yes,
there
do.
Are other places that they could go. I mean, because in the veiled threat or in the very real scenario that the A's are leaving Oakland and they're going to Vegas.
The case in point, the best point is right here in our backyard, the Bucks. The Bucks were like, if you don't give us money for the Burrito Pfizer Forum, it looks like a burrito to me, the Burrito Pfizer Forum, we're going to take our ball, literally, and go home. And we're going to go somewhere else. Said by a man whose son ran for office and between the two are worth a lot of money. So to me, this...
Even more now, because he sold his stake.
To me, this whole thing of is crying wine, we need your help. And if you don't help us, we're not going to do anything. We're going to leave. I'm tired of it.
No, I know. But I'm saying, because in the alternative, though, if they have the upper hand, they being the owners,
yeah,
that they're like, if you don't fund this, we will leave.
Yeah.
Is it worth calling their bluff and have potentially having the team leave?
I don't think so, honestly, because I think that they don't care at the end of the day.
Who is it responsible for staying here?
Well, we are by de facto then, but you're asking me the question, who is? I'm going to tell you it's either the team or a mixed of the two.
Okay.
What you're saying is, who needs to save it then? We have to, because we have no choice. If we want to keep it, Tony Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers on his watch. So we have no choice. So we're basically being blackmailed into this.
Yeah, I know.
This is highway robbery. It's extortion. So to me, they don't care about the team. If they're like, well, I guess we'll just change the colors of the team, change the name, change it to Nashville, I don't know, the Twangers or Guitar Pickers, and welcome baseball to Tennessee. And
Spittoons.
The Spittoons, you know.
Oh, we're talking about we're asking the question,
who is
responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? Would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. We got Travis on the phone. Travis, who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
Well, hate to bring up a sports metaphor, but this should be a team effort.
Da-da-da!
In thinking the same way. The Brewers don't own the stadium.
Yep.
They lease that stadium. So when your furnace goes out at your rental home, do you put that new furnace in, or does your landlord put that new furnace in?
The landlord.
So, right. So the city or the stadium district is the landlord of the stadium. So they need to be partially responsible for whatever upgrades that stadium needs. That's my point of view.
Okay. And that's fair. I think
so then further than that, Travis, because that becomes, how do we fund it? And so then, do you have thoughts on what Evers' plan was originally versus a pending Republican plan versus going back to, where are you located out of, Travis?
I live in Greenfield.
Greenfield. So you're Southeast Wisconsin. Oh. So would you be okay bringing the stadium tax back?
I didn't notice that it left. So yes.
There you go.
We don't notice these things when they leave. We have them for a while, and everybody complains about them right up front, and then you forget that it's happening.
So your number one priority is that the Brewers stay, no matter, and you think that the government does play a role because they own the building.
Absolutely. The government plays a huge role. And the amount of money that we lose over the next 20 years, if the Brewers aren't here, is pennies compared to what it's going to take, what it's going to cost to get them to stay.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Travis.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to chime in, either text or phone. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Well, I'm agreeing with the rental situation, but also I don't charge my own, the service guy who's coming to change my furnace for a ticket to get into my apartment either. So I've been charged for a ticket. I've been charged for taxes. I don't even go there, watch for it, and I cannot even tell myself saying, okay, fine, I don't have maybe kids, like some people don't do, but they do pay for schools, for all the municipal use, even though they don't use it, because it's a future generation. We need to educate kids. We need to make sure that we have a educated next generation. What good do I get from the Brewers? Nothing. I don't have an interest in this sport, neither in the building, neither in anything like that, but I'm forced to pay for it. Besides the point, only because I live in Milwaukee. The rest of the state, which are receiving the money from it and having a share from it as we know it, and we did talk about it, they do absolutely nothing. And when we need money in Milwaukee, they put more taxes on the people who live in Milwaukee.
So you're saying you don't think it should be paid locally through taxes and it should be a statewide funding, or that...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. So as far as it's a responsibility of the state, not for the region.
Which was mentioned in the article about David Crowley saying this should not come from the county, this should come from the state because it's state funding. But David Crowley also then said, well, we'll revisit it and we might help. Because now people are feeling the pressure.
Well, and also now that the city is also getting a sales tax and there's more money to be gained from the city and the county by people going to Brewers games.
Yeah, I mean.
Thanks for the call, Karina.
I don't disagree. Honestly, I don't disagree with either one of them. I do think that there is a joint partnership that needs to happen. But once again, it can't just be the Brewers standing back going, we need your help. What are you willing to put into it with your money as owners, as executive, the whole thing, the organization of the Brewers that makes lots of money off of this? What do they put into it? Like, what is their financial stake?
I mean, I feel like this brings to a bigger conversation of just like the constant welfare we have from billionaires and corporations.
They need help.
Yeah.
And that it's also because they have leverage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the money that they are in a position to gain and not spend that this is just another example of. But ultimately, I don't think no one wants to lose the Brewers. I don't think the Brewers want to leave. The government, obviously, as you said, Governor Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers. A lot of us, even for people who I think aren't necessarily huge, maybe not Karina, sports fans are like, there is a nostalgia there, right?
Yeah.
But like, who's gonna fall on the sword? Where is this going to come from?
We will.
All right. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. Who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
That I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
Something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 76 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 80. High of 75. Sunday, under overcast skies. 71. Monday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the green should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mourn.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we have a special Greg Bach appearance on this Friday to talk about who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And one of the best texts, I think, that actually sums up what I was trying to say in the previous segment better is from Jim from Appleton, saying sports team billionaire owners demanding that people pay for the stadium without cutting entry fees and parking fees is the definition of socialism for the wealthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah!
Well, and that's true, right? It's like everyone is like every year it's more expensive to not only just go to the games, yeah, but to get
food
at the games.
It's weird that like the Brewers, you know, give or take, you know, even almost went to the World Series in 2018, but it's still one of the most affordable baseball games to go to in the country. I mean, you can still go there for a cheap price.
We saw this, and it's one or the other. It's they have, because they USA Today did a survey of all the, or most of the stadiums, and Brewers have either the cheapest hot dogs and the most expensive beer, or the cheapest, I think it's that. I think it's like one of the cheapest hot dogs you can get, but shockingly, even though we're such a like a place that drinking is not very expensive comparatively.
Yeah.
It's one of the most expensive beers per ounce.
I mean, I when I started going to baseball back in like 2017, it was like $8.50 for a High Life tall boy. Now it's like $10.50, $11.50. Okay. I still do it. Point is, but the thing is, that's the thing is the cost of business goes up, and I get that, but he's right. That's the thing is, throw us a package deal where you say like, all right, we, the organization, will put in so much money. You, the state and or municipalities, will put in so much money, and we'll go from there. I mean, these whole, like, you know, the five county nights sales, I find so insulting, because that's just a way of saying, hey, remember how you paid for many years for the stadium? You want some cheap tickets? We'll give us some cheap tickets.
How much are the tickets those nights?
I think they're like, sometimes like 50% off, depending on the seats. But someone who rails against this, and I wish she was on the show right now. Not Mama Bach, Mama Becker, my mother-in-law. Anytime you bring up the Brewers, the first thing out of her mouth is, paying for that stadium. And she lives in Racine County, and she is still salty about it. And I'm here for it. And then, and like I said, I didn't care 5-6 years ago. Now I'm like, yeah, I do care. And Travis isn't wrong. It is pennies, and you don't notice it. But I think overall it's that feeling of, I give you my love and loyalty. I buy your merchandise. I go to the game. I sweat and I get angry. I get excited over these teams. I want them to win. And then you're like, but if you don't give us what we want, we're going to leave. That's just so insulting now. And that's become the thing. Like, I mean, honestly, before the Bucks, I don't remember it. But when the Bucks said, like, if you don't give us our money, we're going to leave. That's just so mean. That's so, because it's the fans who lose the most.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't care about the businesses because they've said that the business impact is negligible. Like, these restaurants are making millions of dollars on people, on the Brewers. But it's the fans bringing your kid to the game, going for a tailgate. There are memories that are built in these things. And just to be, and for it to be so much to say, like, yep, we're going to take off because you wouldn't give us the money. Well, then why do I care so much about you? And when I don't care about the executives. I don't care about anybody who works in the building. I care about the team.
Yeah.
That's what I care about. And Mark Antanasio, start spending more money on players.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text from the 224. When you rent a house, the landlord is usually responsible for major upkeep to maintain a hospitable living space, not the tenant.
That's a fantastic argument, but at the end of the, but that's not, that, I'm sorry, I don't like that. That analogy. I get what you're saying. I disagree.
Why do you disagree? Why do you think this is different? Why do you think this analogy is different?
Because you're talking about... Because
there's so much money to be made by the tenant?
Because there's so much money... Because at the end of the day, if I'm renting a house or renting an apartment and my heat goes off, yes, I'm going to call my landlord and that landlord is going to either fix it themselves or call someone to do it. I get that. I'm also not sitting in my house making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. If that were the case, the landlord would be, hey, I know what you do in your house.
That's like having like a really profitable Airbnb where you're making like, yeah, like $10,000 a month and you're only paying like $2,000 in rent.
I'm sorry. It's not a good analogy. It's not a good comparison. It doesn't work for me because at the end of the day, that team, that organization, that business makes money off that place they rent. And I'm saying to you, I do agree that there is some responsibility from the county, from the city, from the state to help out, but it can't be thrown at us and it can't come with threats.
Yeah, the threats make it really feel, especially like just this article this morning, because it's probably a negotiating tactic.
Yeah.
The fact that sources say to Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and that's one of the top stories in the paper today, which is they may leave, and I'm sure we're not the only show that is going to talk about this today. I'm sure plenty of other shows and across different stations are also going to talk about this because people care.
Yeah. When you texted me this morning, you said, do you have any feelings on this stadium?
I already knew the answer.
It's like, what are you talking about? I feel very strongly about this, and I think there can be a deal made. And I do agree with Robin Voss.
Oh,
did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear
what?
That?
What? Are you okay?
10/27, the 11th of August, 2023, the year of our Lord. I agree with Robin Voss when he said in that article in the quote, they're probably not going to. We're going to reach a deal.
Yeah.
They'll make something work. And also, there is a slight bit of repugnation that I have towards them because the deal that Tony Evers proposed was a drop in the bucket from the surplus. It was an easy fix. And they're like, no.
I know. That's what gets me upset. Jane, what are you going to say?
I just want to share one more text. Checking in from Stevens Point. If the Brewers leave Milwaukee, we will have thrown away millions to have that stadium built. It was the state who voted to have it built. They are responsible. A state senate or lost a recall election. A state senator lost the recall election because he voted for it. If the team leaves, we will never have Major League Baseball again.
That's probably a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, Luke Mathers is going to be here. Greg Bach, do you want to stick around or do you want to?
Oh, yeah, Luke's my buddy.
All right. Crossover Fridays with Civic Media Host is next. We're going to go through some headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the car.
Who minds them pop bottles flying? The hiss is.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The deadly wildfires burning on Maui, Hawaii, are not yet contained, left entire towns like Lahaina almost entirely in ashes.
Officials now saying that this is the most devastating disaster that they've seen in the state's history. At least 55 people have been killed by these fires. The police chief saying that they are still trying to locate as many as 1,000 people. It's important to point out, though, that cell service and other communications have been down in many areas. So in some cases, those people may be okay, but haven't been able to be reached by their loved ones just yet.
That's ABC's Whit Johnson on the scene. Meantime, there's a rush to get out. About 15,000 have left on flights that have been deeply discounted by multiple airlines. Attorneys for former President Trump are in a Washington, D.C. courtroom where a judge is deciding whether to impose restrictions on Trump in his election interference case, including whether he should be barred from talking about the grand jury testimony prosecutors are set to hand over to his lawyers. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. An Ocano man was sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison for providing drugs that led to an overdose death. Jason Lipp, 36, of Ocano, was found guilty of first-degree reckless homicide in April. The court ruled that he gave a 54-year-old Ocano Falls man a drug that contained heroin, fentanyl, and meth and caused the man's death in 2020. During the trial, people testified that Lipp provided drugs that led to other overdoses as well. In addition to his prison time, Lipp will also serve 10 years of extended supervision. If you're still in need of weekend plans and love the great outdoors, the Door County Fair is in full swing through Sunday. Stop by John Miles County Park in Sturgeon Bay. The fair offers a variety of food stands, music, and stock car and motorcycle races. And if that isn't enough, how about horses, sheep, and swine judging? Stop on by. Hishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Greg Bach sticking around for a little bit. And our special guest for crossover Wisconsin Civic Media Fridays is the one and only wearer of many hats at Civic Media, standing very far from his mic right now. But Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call and executive producer, Greg's boss.
My boss.
Does many things.
Many things.
Many, many things. Can't even plan his own honeymoon because he has so many things to do here.
Luke, you look really handsome and ready to take on the world today. Did I tell you that?
Thank you, Greg.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
Well, it's been a while since we've had you on the show. How you doing?
It is. I'm doing well. How are all of you doing?
We're great. Do you have Brewers feelings?
Do I have Brewers feelings? I think that it is absurd for any major league sports franchise team to hold a city hostage for public financing. And that is the stance that I take. Maybe I'd be a little bit more, you know, receptive to something like that if they could win a damn World Series. But, you know, Luke, that's not the case right now. And
Luke, we're about to celebrate. We're coming up on 37 years. No, 45 years, actually. 45 years of almost winning.
Almost
winning the World Series.
Well, it took the Bucks 50 years, so maybe they'll do a repeat on 50.
The Bucks won one there before that, yeah. So that's the difference no. there.
They we have one World Series win as a city, not as a team.
Good point. Yes. So we're like the Vikings of MLB.
You shut your mouth.
All right. Well, this is the time of the week where we invite on other hosts from Civic Media to do a little bit of roundup of the week, since we all do news radio and find different topics that we find interesting and scavenger headlines every day. And so, Luke Mathers, what was your best story? What was the best story this week, in your opinion?
The best story. So I didn't get a chance to do the homework and see if it was like the best as in like my favorite or what I believe was like the best story I read.
It's however you interpret it. This is what's been fun about this segment with other hosts, is because it's however you interpret it. Phil Nee, all of his stories were very local. They were very local to Richland Center. They were very quaint and cute and nice.
Yeah.
And then you can imagine Dom's. We're very different.
It's a little different.
Dom's yes. pretty much about Trump. So it's however you interpret it, Luke Mathers.
Fair enough. Well, one of the best pieces that I saw this week that I appreciated, because we got some news last week that there was going to be a vote. As soon as the Wisconsin Supreme Court switched from a conservative to a liberal majority, there was going to be a vote to remove the chief court official. And there was a lot of outrage taken to conservative talk radio and saying, oh, this is equating it to be a coup in the Wisconsin Supreme Court administrative rules. And so there's a lot of coverage about this, whether or not there was laws being broken. But the best piece that I saw on this was a piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, one of my favorite outlets to cover here in Wisconsin, written up by Ruth Conniff, and the headline, "What a Temper Tantrum by the Wisconsin Supreme Court's Chief Justice Tells Us." And Ruth goes through pretty extensively with some of the reporting that I think should have been covered right away of whether or not this vote of the four liberal-leaning justices would be okay to change the rules, the administrative rules on how the court operates now that they have a majority. Because we've heard a lot since 2016 that elections have consequences. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people accept those consequences, and other times there's people that just don't. And so it seems like the Chief Justice isn't really accepting the consequences, because it does just take a four-justice quorum to change administrative rules, and she doesn't like that, it sounds like. And so she took her grievances to talk radio and aired it out there instead of actually, you know, filing a lawsuit if any laws were truly broken.
Well, and it's just, they've been entrenched in power for so long. I think it definitely rendered a rip in the fabric of their universe. It's like, what do you mean I'm not all powerful anymore? I have been for all this time, and it's been pretty great.
Wait, I'm Chief Justice because we changed the rules of how we become Chief Justice here? They're changing the rules back? Yeah, Jane. It was pretty interesting to see all of the hoopla, for lack of better terms, surrounding it over the last 2 weeks.
Hoopla.
And I think Ruth Conniff does an excellent job outlining what the tantrum really means and what's going on in the administrative rules changes on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Well, and it'd be interesting. I don't know how you measure this, and I doubt Marquette Law School polling would ever have this as a question, but like, how effective is the either very real or fabricated outcry from Wisconsin right now, from the Chief Justice, from Dan O'Donnell, from like the right-wing media and Twitterers that, you know, were so up in arms last week?
And I believe it's Xers now, though.
I was going to say
it's Xers.
I hate it.
I don't know.
I hate it so much. Don't make me do it. But like, because obviously there's a strategy behind it. It's like, if we can get this angry, then the people who follow us on any of these platforms or listen to us or watch us, it's a signal to them that they should be really angry. And then like, how many people is that actually affecting versus how much is this really in the weeds? And like, the average person is like, what? What are we talking about? I don't care.
I think I think it's a little bit of both, though, as well, because for a really long time, Kristen, those voices that were crying this outrage over the last 2 weeks, when they did feign outrage, it got coverage. And other reporters picked it up and then talked about the story in the light that the way they wanted the story to be told. And I think that's why, before any of this came out, that the individuals involved aired it out to the conservative-leaning press through Dan O'Donnell's show and other outlets here in Wisconsin. That's where they went first, mm-hmm. because they wanted to get ahead of the story. They wanted their narrative to get picked up, and that's worked for them for almost as long as the conservative majority was in power at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And so they were doing it because it works. And now I think it's going to be interesting to see. I would love to see some polling from Marquette or any other outlet to see where Wisconsinites are standing on this issue, because they overwhelmingly elected mm-hmm. Judge Janet Protasiewicz to be justice in April. And so I believe that there are a lot of Wisconsinites that are involved in this process that are paying attention. They knew what the ramifications of that election was back in April, and they, I believe, want to see some of the results, and I think this is part of it.
Absolutely. All right, well, we are talking to Luke Mathers, who is the co-host of Town Call that you can hear at 12:15 to 1 right after this show, right after the noon newscast. He hosts that with William Walters. I always forget because
William Walter.
So that's the thing with Will's names. So it's William Walter, but he also spells Will with only one L. Mm-hmm. So he's really just his parents just made this hard on him.
I'm gonna just smash it up, make it easy. I'm just gonna call him Wilter.
Just call him W squared.
Good old WW.
We're doing our crossover Civic Media Fridays. And so what is your worst story of the week, Luke Mathers?
The worst story, and this one I've been covering all summer, and there's been a ton of outlets, but just the ramifications of what we are seeing with the change for our climate here in Wisconsin.
I was hoping you were going to pick this one.
Yeah, the environment is a big one for me. It's really why I started getting involved in paying attention to what's going on. It's connected to everything. I care deeply about our natural resources. And for a really long time, Wisconsin was kind of downplayed for the effects of climate change because it was like, oh, we'll be a climate haven. Mm-hmm. People are going to move here. But we're seeing that we are not left out of this as well. So the drought conditions, this piece over at Wisconsin Public Radio, drought conditions drive hundreds more wildfires than normal in Wisconsin this year. So if we thought that we were safe, we thought wrong. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the amount of Canadian wildfires here in Wisconsin. It's only getting worse because of the extreme weather. And these are going to be something that I have a terrible, terrible feeling. It's not going to be a one-off. This isn't going to be an exceptional year where we see this. This is going to become more of the norm. And when I see these headlines, that's just the pit that I get in my stomach. This is not just a one-off. It is a sign of what's to come for summers here in Wisconsin.
When the whole Canadian wildfires thing happened and we saw the residuals coming through Wisconsin and just the smog and the everything happening, the smoke essentially, my first thought was, oh, this is now going to be every year. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this is the time of year we get the wildfire
smoke.
Yeah. That's what's happening, kids. This is coming from I almost said Canada. Good Lord.
I say Canada sometimes.
And I just went there. I feel like I'm insulting the good people of Toronto, Canada. But yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, this is a new thing now. This is something we're going to probably be used to.
Well, and look at what's happened to Maui.
I was just going to say,
oh, it's just horrible. It's just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the radio. I was listening to Civic Media, actually.
As you should, because you work here now. You're not allowed to listen to anything else.
Oh, yeah, no.
I can have that automatically programmed in everything that you...
But I love Conan's podcasts.
Did you get your chip yet, Greg?
Yes, I ate it.
Okay.
With some ranch. No, I heard a commercial for you know, the age old of only you can prevent what? Finish that line. Only you can prevent what?
Wildfires.
Now it's wildfires. Before it was forest fires.
Oh.
Because it was about camping, you know.
Not tending a career all fire.
That. Now they say wildfires. And that to me is bonkers. Because that's a whole, like, forest fires, I mean, they're the same thing essentially. But a wildfire just sounds like an epidemic happening that's just... It sounds like a horror movie to me. And now they've changed. I'm like, oh, that's where we're at right now.
I mean, being trapped on an island with what it sounds like, the flames and how fast they were spreading. Yeah. I mean, and the body count's 55 right now, and I think they said it's only going to go up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah. Carrie Lake tried to chime in on that, and someone from Hawaii was like, you know what? Don't talk for us.
Yeah.
She's like, they're trying to help Ukraine. They're not helping Hawaii. And a lady from Hawaii is like, they can do both. Shut up.
All right. Well, let's end on the weirdest then. What is the weirdest story that you read this week? Luke Mathers.
This one just jumped out at me as just a weird one. And I hope Will is not watching or listening because we butchered his name already. And I don't want him to steal it because we on Friday.
Will Halter.
Do a most Wisconsin headline of the week off is what we do.
Okay.
And this one, if it didn't take place in Wisconsin, the only other place it could take place in is Italy. On this headline, Italian man crushed to death by thousands of cheese wheels. By far the weirdest headline that I saw, and I planned on stashing it away for most Wisconsin headlines of the week, but I brought it out for your weirdest headline segment.
I feel like that's a good move because since it didn't actually happen in Wisconsin, I feel like that wouldn't be a winner for you.
Down the list.
Okay.
Will, we were doing the most Wisconsin headline, and then Will got upset that his scoreboard record wasn't all that great. So now we kind of do a little bit more of rapid fire. So it's going to be farther down in the clip, though.
How do you guys make sure that you're not going to say the same ones?
It's kind of like rock, paper, scissors. When you do throw scissors at the same time, we just kind of chalk it up as an honorable mention then.
Oh, okay.
Very diplomatic.
There's not, how many was super Wisconsin headlines? How many do you guys usually throw out on a Friday in a 45-minute show?
Like 4, 5, 6 of them. Yeah, we're doing good. We make sure to get all the Wisconsin content that we can on a Friday.
Where's your treasure trove?
Really, where are you scouring?
Yeah, like what's the best, like for the fun, not, or are they always funny?
They're not always funny.
Okay.
Sometimes last week I led off with the terrible, terrible report we got from the Wisconsin binge drinking. And so yeah. I led with that one because it's a very Wisconsin story. In weeks past, we've had ones about the Packers or one of the sports teams here in Wisconsin. It does vary.
Okay.
But I'm terminally online, Kristen, and therefore I just, you know, save them away for where I see them. They come in any different way. Facebook, mostly Twitter, sometimes Instagram.
I think it's X, Luke.
You're right. X, formerly known as Twitter.
When is that joke going to get stale?
Well, it was called a callback. You know what?
It was.
I don't mean for both of you. I just mean in general. How often, like, how long are we going to do this for?
Until it's going to always. No, probably about another week or two.
Because I do call it American Family Field now. I didn't stick with Miller.
I call it the ballpark.
I've got a segment plan for how Will and I are going to be able to try to get each other to say X more often. You'll have to listen to the town call to find out what that is.
All right. Well, I hope you're ready for your quiz, because when we come back, we're going to do a headline quiz. Jane V. Luke Mathers. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The knee doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Wine Cellar and Craft Beer Spot in De Pere remind you that our blood banks depend on regular blood donors. We are asking you to roll up your sleeves and give the gift of life. Give blood today. Everyone who donates blood saves lives. It's true, not all heroes wear capes. This from the Wine Cellar and Craft Beer Spot on Main Avenue in De Pere. Step by and check out our huge selection of fine wines and craft beers. Everyone can find something to love at the Wine Cellar and Craft Beer Spot in De Pere.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 76. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight, 63. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Mid-70s, Sunday turning cooler Monday, with highs in the low 70s and thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Greg Box still here, hanging out.
He's still here,
it's
folks.
No, it's special. It's a special treat on a Friday. Also a special treat on a Friday is our friend, our colleague, host of Town Call, Luke Mathers. And we're going to do our quiz. So this is a quiz that's we do each week. We didn't do it last week because I was gone. And it's taken very seriously. You should judge yourself harshly if you lose it.
Right. Luke. For sure, Luke. This is going to alter the entire course of the rest of your life.
Your job may or may not be on the line because of
your
it.
Wedding. Your wedding.
I'm going to just go home and restart my day.
Like, your wedding may be canceled.
Whoa.
Okay. I mean, no deposits are getting back. It's fine.
But we have seven questions, and we go back and forth between you and Jane. And then the seventh question is whoever can answer it quickest. But the first six are multiple choice. Okay. Four are national headlines or like national news. Three are Wisconsin headlines. Since you are the guest, you get to choose if you go first or second.
I will go second.
Okay.
All right.
Jane, searches for what company spiked 50% on Indeed after it agreed to a new labor deal with the Teamsters Union? Uber, FedEx, Amazon, UPS.
UPS.
Ding, 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 ding. It was UPS, indeed. Lots of people now are like, maybe I want to be a UPS driver. That sounds like a pretty
good
deal.
Those shorts are nice.
And they finally
those
have air conditioning. They're
the
finally
going to,
air conditioning.
The trucks have AC.
All right, Luke, which of the following college football teams did not announce it was leaving the Pac-12 conference? University of Arizona, Arizona State, Washington State, University of Utah. How well do you know the Pac-12, Luke Mathers?
I've been watching this, and two of those I have not heard come up yet. So I'm going to take a 50-50 guess. I'm going to go with Utah State because I have not heard them saying anything about leaving.
Well, they wouldn't say anything about leaving because they're not part of the Pac-12.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, Utah is, though.
Washington State is not. Yeah. It's Washington State, Stanford, Cal. And I forgot who the fourth team is. That is not announced.
UW-Milwaukee.
Yes, exactly. That.
Oh, boy, Luke, I'm so glad you got that question.
I know. I was thinking that this morning. I was like, Jane's never going to get this one right.
Ever.
I should have known, I guess, that they weren't Pac-12. What are they? Like the Sun Valley State Conference or whatever?
University of Utah? I don't know. I just know, having gone to Cal, we never played the University of Utah.
Okay, I see. I'm a Badger, and all of these teams want to come join our conference. I'm like, no, the Midwest Nice needs to stop. I don't want to have to wake up at 9 a.m. on Saturday if the Badgers are playing on the West Coast.
You can't you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, Luke.
Yeah, guess what? 11 a.m. still the morning, Kristen. Okay? Those games were hard enough to have to wake up for tailgating or having a Badger watch party. Jeez. This is tough.
All right, Jane.
Okay.
Which Wisconsin high school was the focus of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberties? Ugh. If white people aren't included, then it's racist, ire, this week, because the school had planned to have a back-to-school event inviting freshmen who are students of color for a meet and greet. Was it Madison East, Wauwatosa East, Appleton East, Green Bay East?
Appleton East.
Ding, 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 ding. Indeed. You're not invited. It's obviously racist.
Oh, my God.
And I'm pretty sure they weren't invited. It wasn't meant for them.
It doesn't. WILL have anything else to do?
I'm going to answer that question. No.
Okay.
No.
Frivolous lawsuits.
That's a side question.
Come to us for all your frivolous lawsuits.
Yes. All right. Luke, are you ready to redeem yourself?
Hopefully. I think you'll get this one.
I think you'll get this one. Which Wisconsin food favorite really wants third-party delivery apps to stop fraudulently listing its food as available for delivery? Is it Culver's? Is it Cops? Is it Spotted Cow? Is it Usinger's?
Oh, see, I was thinking it was Quick Trip. Oh, geez.
This was a headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week.
All right. Can I get the four options again?
Culver's, Cops, Spotted Cow, Usinger's.
If it was Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I'm going to guess it's local to Milwaukee then and go with Cops.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Culver's.
Oh. I love that noise so much.
Sorry.
Just getting my clock cleaned on this one. I'm clearly not online enough this week.
Apparently. You got too many executive producer things to do. All right, Jane, which major publishing house did private equity firm KKR buy for $1.6 billion? Penguin Random House, Hachette, Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins.
I like penguins.
No. Simon & Schuster.
Simon & Schuster.
I think the actual story was at one point, Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster were going to merge, but that got blocked for antitrust laws, and so now they will be, private equity strikes again.
And ruining the public.
We'll see what happens.
Ruining the publishing industry next.
What could go wrong? Yes. All right, Luke. I think you'll
get this
one.
There's still a chance. Okay, you said that before the last one. Don't set me up to fail.
Which team knocked out the U.S. in the Women's World Cup in a penalty shootout?
Sweden.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so is it tied or is it 2-1?
2-1.
It's 2-1. So whoever answers this one fastest. So we're either going to get a tie or... Sorry, Luke. All right.
It's okay. I'm good with a tie.
Which Wisconsin congressman announced funding to help improve emergency services in rural Southwest Wisconsin and is hoping you will just forget about his kerfuffle from 2 weeks ago?
Robin Voss.
Derek Van Orden.
Derek Van Orden.
Oh!
Oh, you mean insurrectionist Derek Van Orden? Oh.
And actor.
Ugh.
Yes, I saw the headline come out yesterday that he still has not addressed his screaming at teenagers.
And he's never going to. Unless he keeps getting badgered about it.
But did announce yesterday, going back to what he's, I say he's been doing in his freshman year, is trying to talk about rural issues, trying to keep his head down until he potentially had a little too much to drink.
Oh,
and his true colors came out.
His Twitter does not say the same thing to me. He's a dipwad. I don't like him at all.
Is he one of your people that you tweet
at? Oh, absolutely. He's on my list, along with Wisconsin right now. Dan O'Connell. And other people. I've never told Dan that I'm on the radio either. So, take that, sir.
All right. Well, saved. Saved by the bell, Luke. Tied.
Well done, Mr. Mathers.
Tied up. Make sure you tune in to Town Call. Call into Town Call, because that is the point of the show. It's supposed to be a very engaging show where they want to hear from you. 12:15 to 1 p.m. every day across the Civic Media Network with William Walter. Got it.
There we go.
And Luke Mathers. Always good to see you, friends.
You're handsome, Luke.
Always great to see all of you. And thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Well, after the top of the hour news, more sports talk, because we want to hear from you. Do you want to keep hearing about Aaron Rodgers, or are you ready to move on? We're going to talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Look out, baby.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media. News.